"You have walked as far," she said. "I have my own way of resting. If you know elves, you know we rarely sleep soundly. And you are recovering," the Quokkin said, "from serious wounds. Go on now and sleep. We have a long way to go." Pox stretched out on the cloak after removing her boots. Her feet were hot and swollen. She took her socks off and rubbed the soreness out of her calves and feet. When she looked up, the elf was looking at her scars. "Were those truly given by the Dark Cousins?" he asked. "Not by them," said Pox. "At their command, by orcs." The elf tensed, frowning, and looked away. "We had heard that they dealt with the Thryband, but I had never believed it. I would think even Einisen would call them enemy." Pox shook her head, surprised that she was able to talk about it without distress. "Where I was, the Quokkanum, Einisen, I mean, commanded orcs as their servants and common warriors. When I was captured in a night raid on our camp, the Einisen made their orcs and other captives fight with me, unarmed. I mean, I was unarmed, at first." The elf looked at her with a strange expression. "You fought unarmed against the Thryband?" "At first. Then they gave me the weapon of one I killed, to fight the next battle with. Only then, there were more of them, and the next—" "How many times?" he interrupted. "How many battles did you fight?" "I don't know. I can't remember that. If you count by scars, it must have been many."
"And you lived?"
The elf sat down abruptly and met her gaze. "I would not have thought any human could live through their captivity, and such injuries, and still be sane. Perhaps I should admit I have more to learn of humans. Who cleansed the poison from your wounds?" "The Quokkan. Others had tried healing spells, but though that eased the pain for a while, the wounds never fully healed. He knew another way."
Well, take your rest. I think you will do well enough in Leonia."
Pox lay for a few minutes, watching the leaves overhead take shape and color as the dawnlight brightened. Then she slept. When she woke, it was warm afternoon, and sunlight had slanted under the tree to strike her face. The elf had disappeared. She looked around, shrugged, and made her way to the brook to drink and wash her face and feet. She felt stiff and unwieldy, but after stretching and drinking again, she could think of the night's march without dismay. When she came up from the brook, the elf was standing under the tree, watching the way they had come. "Trouble?" asked Pox. She could see nothing but trees and grass, and the flicker of wings as a bird passed from tree to tree.
"No, I merely looked to see. It is beautiful here, where no building mars the shapes. We will not be disturbed on this journey. I don't think you will understand this. I have cast a glamour on us. No mortal eye could see us, although other elves might."
"Oh." Pox looked around for some revealing sign, flickering light or something odd, but everything looked normal.
"Are you hungry? We should leave in a few hours. It's easier to blur our passage when we cast no sharp shadows."
Pox was hungry indeed. Her stomach seemed to be clenched to her backbone. She nodded, and the elf rummaged in the small pack he wore. He pulled out a flat packet and unwrapped it.
"It's our whey bread. Try it."
Pox took a piece. It looked much like the flat, hard bread the Duke's company carried on long marches. She bit into it, expected that toughness, and her teeth clashed. This bread was crisp and light. It tasted like nothing else she had eaten, but was good. One piece filled her,